Finally, we start this new year and the economy is still so much on our minds. I'm thinking about all the furniture I've seen on the street on my way to and from work in recent months. It's easy to spot. The clothes spilling out of dresser drawers, the bare mattresses, the tables on end. This isn't the thrown-off detritus of a careless mover. These are the worldly goods, no doubt painstakingly accumulated, of someone who no longer has a place to keep them. And of course, you never know exactly why somebody's things are out on the street, whether it's the belongings of somebody who doesn't know how to handle money or someone who never had enough to begin with. I have to assume it's the cascading effect of a sour economy, afflicting both the careless and the unlucky alike. The saddest thing, of course, is the kids' stuff, the little chairs or mermaid lamps all thrown around. Every time I see this, I think about a young man I interviewed some years ago when I worked for Nightline. He'd been the subject of a story in the Wall Street Journal about his struggle to compete academically despite his attending a mediocre school in a tough part of town. The Journal story and ours got a lot of attention. A lot of people wanted to help this kid, to send him eyeglasses and pay for tutoring. But one thing nobody seemed to pick up on was another source of his misery was that he and his mother were constantly on the move, having been evicted more than once. I remember his sadness long after the fact of having lost a set of action figures he had carefully collected. By the time I met him, he was a teenager, almost grown, and he still remembered how it felt to lose everything he had, to know that somebody had picked through his action figures sitting out on the curb, and there was nothing he could do about it. And I have always wondered how long that insecurity marked him. So now I'm amazed to see that some economists are criticizing the Obama administration's foreclosure relief efforts because, according to a New York Times piece that ran over the weekend, it is delaying a, quote, wrenching yet cleansing process through which borrowers give up unaffordable homes and banks fully reckon with their disastrous bets on real estate, unquote. Can I just tell you, to me this is like saying that anesthesia and hospice care is delaying a wrenching but cleansing process of allowing sick people to die. Now, it may be true, as conservatives have been complaining, that federal policies aimed at boosting homeownership among underrepresented groups has allowed many people to own homes they cannot afford. But that complaint ignores decades of federal housing policy that explicitly discriminated against minorities, denying them the opportunity to buy homes they could afford in neighborhoods of their choosing, and thus denying them the opportunity to build wealth in the same way that white people had long been allowed to do. It also ignores the effect of failing to require financial institutions to observe common sense standards. Over the weekend, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, no bleeding liberal he, told a meeting of economists that lax oversight of financial institutions and underwriters played a critical role in the housing bubble. But that also ignores another truth, that many people are woefully ignorant of the basics of financial literacy. Schools teach kindergartners about the food pyramid, but until very recently, no one had undertaken to teach the average American the basics of finance, leaving the job either to the very people who want to take their money or community groups whose own agendas or knowledge may be suspect. This all strikes me as yet another casualty of our polarized politics. The obvious truths about human nature, about human failings, are ignored in the service of political and ideological agendas. Yes, it's true that some people are not ready to buy homes and should be stopped. And some people will do anything to make a buck, including sell homes to people who shouldn't have them, and they should also be stopped. And some people need a hand in learning that which their parents were never taught and cannot teach them now. All this seems very obvious to me, as obvious as the clothes and toys sitting on a sidewalk. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.